I would like to invite you to open your Bible, please, and the book and the First Chronicles chapter 28. I'm going to read just two verse 9 and 10. First Chronicles chapter 28, verse 9 and 10. The Bible says, "And you, Solomon, my son, know the God of your father and serve him with a whole heart and with a willing mind. For the Lord searches all hearts and understands every plan and thought. If you seek him, he will be found by you. But if you forsake him, he will cast you off forever. Be careful now, for the Lord has chosen you to build a house for the sanctuary. Be strong and do it." Brothers and sisters, First Chronicles and Second Chronicles, in the Hebrew literature, are presented only as one volume, declaring the deeds of the Lord. Some claim that the scribe Ezra wrote the book of Chronicles. The purpose of this book would be to remember the deeds and wonders of the Lord God for a nation that was coming out of the Babylonian exile and was entering in a period of restoration and rebuilding of the temple. Two well-known names who were also in this period of return and rebuilding were Nehemiah and Ezra. These two played a significant role in leading the people in this period. Indeed, that time was a difficult time. The people of Israel were disencouraged and disappointed because of the judgment they had experienced through the Babylonian captivity. By the time of rebuilding, the people no longer believed in divine providence. They felt guilty and defeated. That reality was so present that many at that time said they would not have enough resource to build the second temple of the Lord. Moreover, they lamented that even if they could build the second temple, the glory of the second house would never be equal to that of the first. That's why God raised the prophets Haggai, that's right, and Zechariah to prophesy during this period, telling the people, those who thought they would not have enough resource for the construction of the temple, that the silver and the gold belonged to the Lord God, and that God would provide everything necessary for the reconstruction. And for those who quoted about the glory of the first house, God speaks, or God spoke through the prophet, saying that the latter glory of that house shall be greater than the former. All that God had spoken was to revive the people who were filled with disappointment, sadness, and bitterness. It is well known that Jerome of the Christian era gave this book its name because of its biblical chronology. The scribe Ezra chronologed the story of God as recorded in the book of Genesis. Ezra began with Adam's genealogy to demonstrate the Lord God's powerful hand in history, including that of the patriarchs and kings, even in the face of the Israelite nation's infidelity and coldness, as demonstrated by the tribes of the north and the south. God remained faithful, and His promises remained forever. Ezra recalls God's deeds by showing the hope of the Messiah coming through the David's offspring. In chapter 28, Ezra recalls when David called the people as they prepared their farewell and the responsibility of the people to continue serve the Lord God. David desired to build the temple for the Lord, but he was not allowed to do that. The mission to build the house, the first house, would be given to Solomon. David spoke to the whole nation, but in particular way, in the verse 9 and 10, David addressed his son, Solomon, with a word saying, "You, my son Solomon, know the God of your father." And it is on this biblical theme that I would like to share with you this evening, brothers and sisters. Know the God of your father. To know the Lord. Know your father's God. What does that mean? Brothers and sisters, it can be difficult to understand or connect with things that we are unfamiliar with. The word know in the Old Testament has a relation connotation that carries a familiar aspect, a close aspect. This verb is the same one used in the book of the prophet Jeremiah, when God says that before Jeremiah was formed in the womb, God already knew him. Thus, to know someone or something in the Old Testament means to be close, acquainted, communion, and walk alongside. Brothers and sisters, we need to understand that this word was directed as Solomon. Solomon would become the king of Israel. But much of it, Solomon was a son of the covenant. He was under the benefits that come to those under the covenant with God. Therefore, David summoned Solomon to know God. his Father and God of the covenant. He is the one that David served and worshipped. The God of the covenant was the one who granted David deliverance, many benefits, both temporal and spiritual. David was able to experience the goodness of God on earth. So David exhorts his son to seek to know him more and more. Acknowledge him, recognize him as his God, and love him and fear him. So, how can we know God? I find this answer, and I would like to read it to you, in the Article 2, the Belge Confession, it is said, Article 2, the means by which we know God. We know him by two means. First, by the creation, preservation, and government of the universe. Since that universe is before our eyes, like a beautiful book in which all creatures, great and small, are as letters to make us ponder the invisible things of God, his eternal power and his divinity, as the Apostle Paul says in Romans chapter 1:20. All these things are enough to convict men and to leave them without excuses. Second, he makes himself known to us more openly by his holy and divine word. As much as we need in this life for his glory and for the salvation of his own. One thing is important to point out. Those who have not put faith in Jesus Christ cannot enjoy the benefits of this covenant. Only those whom Christ Jesus saved can seek God. They may desire to know him, to serve him, and to love him. We can only know God through Jesus Christ. Without Jesus, we can never know God, our eternal Father. Only Jesus can lead us to God. Only Jesus can show us the Father, because he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. For this is what eternal life consists. Remember John 17:3? And this is eternal life, that they know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. That is the aspect that we see Christ Jesus in God. Furthermore, according to Hebrews chapter 1, verse 1 and 2, long ago, at many times, in many ways, God spoke to our fathers by the prophets. But in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son, Jesus Christ. Everything we need to know and see of God is in Jesus Christ. As a result of knowing God, David calls upon his son to serve the Lord God from the heart. Today, brothers and sisters, we believe in Jesus Christ as our Savior and Lord. We are new creations. as new creatures in Christ Jesus, we can serve God. We can keep His commandments. Today, the law of God is our joy. Today, the law of God, the law of God is our pleasure. The Lord's commandments no longer cause fear and or distress. God's laws today, because we are in Christ Jesus, encourages us and strengthens us. That is because Jesus perfectly obeyed all the law of God. And today we can serve God in the newness of life. We are called to serve God. And as a result, we serve each other in love. Remember what the exhortations of the Apostle Paul in Colossians chapter 3, verse 23-24. Whatever you do, work heartily as for the Lord and not for men, knowing that from the Lord we will receive the inheritance as your reward. You are serving the Lord Christ Jesus. Serving God and our neighbors should come from our hearts with a gentle and willing mind as God searches our intentions. So that we do not fail into the error of those who do not act correctly before God. Remember when God spoke through the prophet Isaiah, when he said, because these people draw near with their mouth and honor me with their lips while their hearts are far from me. In the New Testament, brothers and sisters, Jesus opposes the religious people of this day, of his day, because they were hypocrites. Hypocrites. It's like a popcorn. Hypocrites. And hypocrites. You know what I mean, right? The problem, brothers and sisters, and many people, they use these words as false religion people as Pharisees. You are Pharisees. If someone called Pharisees, I would be glad. It's not a problem. The problem is be hypocrite. That's right. Remember Jesus said, listen to them, but do not do what they do. But listen what they teach, what they say. Those religions, the hypocrites people, they were doing good work with the wrong motives. They wanted to follow God's commandments without God being the main motivation behind their actions. However, brothers and sisters, the Lord is the one who searches the hearts and penetrates all the designs and thoughts of men. That's why we should serve the Lord and our neighbor with integrity. For the Lord God knows our intentions. Third, Solomon should seek the Lord God. In the book of Chronicles, Ezra wanted to show the history of the chronology of the Lord's deeds in Israel. One interesting thing that about Ezra accounted is that he didn't focus on the history of their idolatry of the people or the kings at length. Of course, there are some statements and punctuations implied that it was because of Israel idolatry that they received the divine judgment through the Babylon. However, Ezra's primary focus was to show what harmed Israel when they became indifferent. When they became indifferent to the Lord. They forgot the Lord and failed to seek the Lord God. Ezra focuses on insensitivity and spiritual indifference to God and His might deeds. David tells his son to seek the Lord. And his word of seeking the Lord would be promised that God had sent to those who were in Babylonia. One more. David tells his son, Solomon, to seek the Lord. And that word, that promise, what God had spoken. God sent to those, that promise, to those who were in Babylonia. Through the mouth of the prophet Jeremiah and Ezekiel. Remember, Jeremiah chapter 33, verse 3. Call to me, and I will answer you. And I will tell you great and hidden things that you have not known. Remember in Jeremiah, when they sent the letters for people who were in Babylonia, chapter 29, verse 12 through 14. Then you will call upon me and come and pray to me, and I will hear you. You will seek me and find me. When you seek me with all your heart, I will be found by you, declares the Lord, and I will restore your fortunes and gather you from all the nations and all the places where I have driven you, declares the Lord, and I will bring you back to the place from which I sent you into exile. When I read those words, that's reminding Daniel. Daniel chapter 9. Daniel was in Babylon at that time. But Daniel read. If you open a Bible in the book of Daniel chapter 9, verse 1 2 and 3. I'm going to read just the verse 2 and 3 because verse 1 is really hard, some names here. For the kings, I don't know those names, I have practiced, but when I got here, I destroyed the pronunciation. But, okay, Daniel chapter 9, verse 1, 2, 3, I'm going to read just the 2 and 3. He said, I, Daniel, perceived in the books of ears that according to the word of the Lord to Jeremiah the prophet, He read the word of the Lord, the promises that Jeremiah had written and sent to those who were in Babylonian must pass before the end of desolations of Jerusalem, namely 70 years. What Daniel action? Then he said, I turned my face to the Lord God. What did he do? Seeking him by prayer and pleas for mercy with fasting and sackcloth and ashes. In the New Testament, it calls us to live as Christian brothers and sisters, to live of seeking God, because as children, we are children of the covenant. We were resurrected by Christ Jesus. We are to seek the things above. Remember Colossians chapter 3, verse 1. If then we have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Remember Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. And without faith, it is impossible to please Him. For whoever would draw near to God must believe that He exists and that He rewards those who seek Him. Delight in the things of God, because the more we seek the Lord, brothers and sisters, the more we seek the Lord, the more we turn away from the darkness and draw near to the light. Seeking for God is equivalent to find life. And turn away from the Lord is equivalent to choosing death. How can you seek God? Through the means that He has established. God established the Word, sacraments, and prayer as the primary means by which He communicates Christ and His benefits to believers. To conclude, the verse number 10. One thing is good that we need to consider about call, vocation, what He has given to us. I mean, when the Lord has given to each one of us. David wanted to build the temple at that time. And it was his wish. But God did not give that mission to David. He gave it to Solomon. The build of the temple was to be accomplished through Solomon. Brothers and sisters, when we understand the vocation or the call, what God has given us, we can thus fulfill our mission with joy and pleasure. Each person has a function in the body of Christ Jesus. Everyone who belongs to Christ Jesus has a function in the body. Remember in the 1 Corinthians chapter 12 about the body, the church of Christ. Therefore, let us seek the Lord to know more about God, brothers and sisters. Our eternal Father, who has revealed Himself to us through Christ Jesus. Let us serve Him with integrity and not tire of seeking Him daily through the means the means He has established through His holy word. May God in Christ Jesus help us today and always. Amen. Let us sing the song, May the Grace of Christ our Savior. And this moment we have an offering moment for general fund and pastoral.